Present episode 23 in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. Events are crowding thick and fast on the old Green Valley. With 9 days left to find $70,000, Bill Reed turns to the old Fortuna mine as a possible source of money. But it takes more than 9 days to put through the sale of a mining property, and the situation is none too pleasant. In the midst of the excitement, Bill's mother arrives on a visit to Morristown. Our scene again opens in the superintendent's office at Morristown as Bill Reed enters.
Hello there.
Why, hello. What's the news?
Oh, never mind that for the present. What's doing here? Any answer from New York yet?
Nothing so far.
Oh, that's funny. Anything else happened?
Well, just a lady to see you.
What about, business?
No, I don't think so. I imagine it was a private matter.
Oh.
I told you you'd be very glad to see her when you got back.
What? How'd you know I'd be glad to see her?
Well, she said she was your mother, so of course
what? I... Mother here in Morristown? You mean...
I mean she got in on number 10 on a surprise visit.
Good Lord, where is she? Where did she go?
Oh, she just went out for a little while. She's coming back.
Well,
what's the excitement about? Anything wrong?
Why, Mother.
Hello, Billy. How are
just
you?
Just fine. Gosh, let's look at you. Say, what do you mean by sneaking up on me like that? Where on earth did you come from?
From San Francisco.
And how did you know I was in Morristown?
Gracious, there were 5 of your letters at the CK&W office when I landed. They hadn't been forwarded, so naturally I decided to come by the Green Valley and see what you were doing.
Fine. It's lucky you did. I'm up to the eyes in work, you see. Of course you met Miss Graham here.
Oh, yes, we got acquainted right away.
That's
your
good.
Mother and I are quite good friends already.
Of course. Now go on with your work, William. We can talk later on.
Hadn't I better run along? I've got to check the train reports anyway.
No, you stay right here, Carrie. Our family isn't a bit sentimental, are we, Mother?
No, not a bit. At least not in office hours. gracious, what's the joke?
Oh, never mind. I guess it's on me, Mother. I'll have to tell you some other time, but not just now.
I think I shall have to ask Miss Graham to enlighten you.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be fair.
Say, Carrie, did you see anything of those mining company men who were to come in today?
Yes, they were both in on number 10. They asked for you, and I told them you'd be back.
Where are they, do you know?
Yes, they went down the track toward the Fortuna mine.
Did they go together?
Yes, they seem to know each other quite well.
Yes, I guess they would, all right. Probably going to join forces in that deal to avoid cross-bidding. Well, they're likely to be out of luck anyway.
You mean you won't need them now?
That's about it. I had a good talk with Stevens. I've got an idea. We may find the old Fortuna mine is true to its name. Say, I wonder if Spider McGee is in town.
Yes, he's switching in the yard on the 1010. You can catch him on the engine.
Right. You two go ahead and gossip then. I'll be back pretty soon.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
A chance for you to learn something about signals.
You ain't mad at me no more, mister.
Oh, shucks. What's the use of getting mad at a guy like you? One minute I'm throwing, the next minute I'm laughing me head off.
Well, Cherie, it sure is mighty nice of you to get me back firing for you.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. Let me tell you something.
Yeah?
If it had been any other hoghead, you would have flying for you tonight. When you run past that red light at Freshwater Junction, that would have been your finish. Gosh. My hair ain't quit wearing up yet.
Sure was kind of exciting, Mister, eh? You see, them there little dinky red lights is, well, mighty hard to spot when you come on home sudden like
that.
Yeah,
they are.
Just the same. Guess I spotted the most of them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting good, I.B.
Oh.
If I don't see them ahead, I'm pretty near certain to get them looking back.
Oh,
you see, I got pretty good hindsight, mister.
One more track like that, and I'm going to change my mind.
Well, sir, I'll sure do the best I can, mister. Anyhow, I reckon I can keep that there old boiler a-popping for you.
You sure can, Reuben. I got to hand it to you for that. I never see the beat of you for spading diamonds. But I don't know. Maybe you ain't got the head for catching signals.
Well, hey, listen. Guess we better go over some of them signals again, mister, huh?
Yeah. We got a few minutes before the shacks get back from eating.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Now, supposing we're pushing a string of cars out on the main line.
Yeah?
And the switchman wants to make a quick stop. Now, what kind of a signal would you use? Let me see you get the signal.
Hold on, let me get that, mister.
Yeah.
I reckon I'm going to surprise you.
No, I wouldn't wonder.
Well, now, hold on, let me see. I'm getting it. Quick stop, you said, mister?
Yeah, come on, show us the signal.
Well, I reckon it would be, this here signal now. Isn't it? What's the matter?
Say, you old sod buster. I reckon it wouldn't. That's the signal for a kick.
Huh?
We'd be busting the end out of a few boxcars. Ain't you got any more signals?
Sure. I got quite a few, mister. Now, let me try another.
Listen. It's like this here. Now, you see? Now, watch me. You see? You got it? There.
Yeah, you know, that's a funny thing. I kind of suspected that was the one all the time. Mm. I reckon I ain't doing so bad, eh?
Hey, Spidey!
Oh.
Take up that old bulldine. We got to pull them loads out of number 5 before 72 gets in.
Okay, Rusty. And say, careful of them signals. Room here's kind of strange in the yard work.
You're telling me. Okay, Spider.
All right, Rube, old scout. Take it easy now. He'll be on your side.
Okay, Mr. Spider. There he goes. Go ahead, start backing her up easy.
Okay, Rube.
Reckon I picked off that there signal mighty slick. I tell you right now.
Hey, keep your head out of that window. Huh? What's he doing now?
He ain't doing much right now. Just flipping his hands about like he was trying to fly or something.
Hey, look how.
Gosh darn it, if he ain't making the same motions you was showing me a while back. Ain't that something?
Come on, cut it out!
Oh, Washa! Holy suffering fish hooks!
Can't burn it. Pretty nigh missed that one.
Oh, shucks. Hey, Rusty!
Yeah, what is it?
Reckon you'd better come over on my side.
Okay, Spider.
Well, what do you want me to do now, mister, huh?
Oh, just ring the bell.
Oh.
Hey, Spider.
Hello there.
Drop down here a minute, Spider. I want to talk to you.
Sure, I'll be right with you. Anything doing?
Yes, I want to have a talk about the Fortuna.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, but first of all, how's this new fireman? Porter, I think he's called.
Oh, you mean Rube?
Mm-hmm.
Say, he's okay, Mr. Reed. He's going to make a darn good pilot. You ought to see him spray that old 1290 at the Moosey Tunnel the other night. Never seemed to beat him up.
Yes, I know, but hold on a minute now, Spider.
Well, I was just telling
you. Yes, I know. What's this I heard about running past the train order signal at Freshwater the other night?
What?
The signal was on the left side. This fellow must have missed it, huh?
Oh, no, nothing like that, Mr. Reed. That was up to me. You see, that old 1290, she's kind of tricky. And we had a big drag of reefers. And the sandbox was stuck.
Yeah, hold on, Spider. It's not quite good enough.
Oh.
I know you better than that. Anytime you can't hold a train on a dry track, there's something wrong.
Mm.
I've got a good idea what happened. But I'm not blaming you, though.
Well, shucks, Mr. Reed. We did run fast a little ways. But there was nothing coming. Didn't do no harm.
Oh, come on, Spider. You know better than to talk like that. If this fireman is at fault...
Oh, listen, Mr. Reed. He's a good guy. I like him, see? Give me a chance with him.
Well...
Just do me a favor. I'll make a fireman out of him. Say, was it Brennan who was kicking about
him? No, Brennan isn't built that way. You know that, Spider.
Yeah, I reckon that's right. Guess some of the boys must have been talking.
Oh, these things get around pretty quick, Spider.
But listen, you leave it to me. He's a good guy, see? And he's got a sick wife and a couple of youngsters. Never told me nothing about him, but I found it out, see?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shucks, I done that.
All right, Spider, I'm going to leave it alone for the present.
Oh, gee, thanks. That's mighty white of you. I'll never forget it.
Listen, Spider, you don't have to thank me. I know how you feel, but... You better watch your step. Railroading's a pretty hard game.
I know.
You can't afford to carry anybody. Running past a board is a mighty serious thing. But I'll take another chance on this pal of yours.
Fine. It's going to be okay. Just leave it to me.
All right, that's that. Now, about the Fortuna.
Huh?
I saw Stevens this afternoon. What? I believe you worked with him at one time, didn't you, at the mine?
Matt Stevens? Sure. You see, they wanted a couple of reports here a year ago. And being an old prospector, he puts me working with Matt.
All right. Now, this is under your hat, Spider.
Sure, you know me, Slim.
All right, we've got a couple of engineers from San Francisco.
No.
They represent firms that might be interested in buying.
Sure. Didn't I tell you? She's worth good money.
Yes, before I saw Stevens, I was ready to sell the Fortuna mighty cheap.
Yeah.
But now it's different.
Yeah? Well, what is Matt telling you?
It seems they worked the Fortuna mine for quite a while.
Yeah, they did.
And took out a lot of stuff.
They did, I'll say so. They worked it for years. There's a big bank of tailings, pretty nigh half a mile of it.
Tailings, yes.
Yeah.
That's what Stevens was interested in.
I don't get you. Yeah, you mean that they want...
Stevens says that all those tailings are valuable.
Gosh, I get the idea. You mean they pay for working over, eh?
Yes. Stevens tells me when they handled that stuff, the method of recovery was pretty crude.
Yeah?
He figures they didn't get a third of the value out of it that they should have done.
Well, you see, them days was different. They didn't have no way to handle it.
Well, all right. Now, Stevens says there's a new smelter down at Glassbell.
Sure, that's right.
And by the new process they have now, he says they can take that ore on the dump, run it through again, and make money pretty fast.
Gosh, why didn't I think of that? I reckon he's right. There must be a lot of money in that bank of tailings. What are you aiming to do?
Well, we can find out if Stevens is right anyway. Listen.
Yeah?
I'm going to get those mining engineers out of the way first.
Yeah?
I'll attend to that.
Good.
Next thing is we've got to get a couple of carloads of those tailings down to Glassbell.
Sure.
And we've got to do it quick.
You mean right away?
I mean tonight. Stevens says there's a bunch of good ore up at the end of the spur that can be loaded with a steam shovel.
Gee, I know that.
Well, Spider, can you run a steam shovel?
Run a shovel? Say, listen, I can run anything.
All right, fine. After dark now, we'll load a steam shovel on a flat car.
Yeah.
You pick out your own men.
All right.
Take the old 10-10.
Good.
We'll run you down there about midnight.
Oh.
Load a couple of gondolas with that ore, and we'll have 72 pick them up tonight for Glassbell.
Say, that's a great idea.
I think so, too, Spider. I want you to take hold of this Fortuna mine job yourself. If that ore pans out all right, I may get the bank to make us a good loan on the mine property.
Great.
We'll keep the old 10-10 on the mine spur and shoot the stuff out as fast as you can handle it.
Great.
You can take your old hick friend to fire for you.
Oh, say, Slim. Rube's going to be tickled to death. Give him a chance to make some good wages.
All right. Talk it over with Brennan first and get set.
All right.
I'll see you tonight before you pull out.
Okay, Slim. Okay. Hello there, Reuben.
Hello there, Mr. Spider. Say, was that the big boss you was talking to down there?
Yeah, sure, that's him.
I kind of thought I heard you mention my name.
Yeah, we was talking about you.
Say, mister, you didn't go for to tell him about me missing them now signals.
Say, what kind of a guy do you think I am? No, I was telling you he was a darn good fireman.
Ah.
So we're going to a new job.
Yeah?
Switching with the old 10-10 on the mine spur.
Ah.
Nice, easy job for you, Rube, and good wages.
Why, gosh, Mr. McGee, that there's pretty nice of you.
Oh, cut it.
I just can't tell you, well, what it means to me.
Never mind.
Can't tell you, but... Well, I've been needing that there money.
Oh, cut that stuff and watch them signals.
So, for the present, we leave Spider McGee, who is just a little self-conscious over his kindly action. But anyhow, Reuben Porter, willing but dumb, gets a steady job, with not too many signals to bother him. One little family in Morristown is going to be very happy tonight. Tune in for episode 24 in The Green Valley Line.